She thought he was a gardener when she met him on the road. She was gone to see the tomb where Jesus lay. When she heard the stranger speak, "Mary, I'm the one you seek." She opened the disciples through her tears. They heard her say, "When he spoke to me, I knew it was the Savior. When he spoke to me, he called me by my name. The stone that sealed my heart with fear rose suddenly away. For when Jesus spoke, I knew I've never been the same.
For years I walked without you, thinking only of myself, but it only led knelt down at his feet and felt his mercy cover me. When he spoke to me, I knew it was the Savior. When he spoke to me, he called me by my name. The stone that sealed my heart with fear rose suddenly. I knew I'd never be the same. The stone that sealed my heart with fear rose suddenly away. For when Jesus spoke, I knew I'd never be the same.
But Ephesians chapter number 3, and we'll look at verse number 14, and we'll read down. If you're visiting with us, thank you for being here. It's good to see all of you here, and the Lord's good to us, isn't he? Amen. Look at verse number 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, and that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now into him. Now try your best. Try your best to stay in your seat right here. Try your best. Don't shout. Don't get excited. But unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. And the church said, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning for allowing us to be here. God, you've been good. We've already heard it sung. We've already felt your goodness. When we woke up this morning, we run into your goodness. So God, I pray right now that you'd help us now for the next few minutes as we get into your word and try to find out what the love of God, the depths and the length and the breadth of the love of God. We sure do thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. The book of Ephesians, 6 chapters, and those 6 chapters are divided into 2 different parts. Chapters 1, 2, and 3 deal with salvation. Chapters 4, 5, and 6 deal with service. Chapters 1, 2, and 3 deal with relationship. And 4, 5, and 6 deal with fellowship. 1, 2, and 3 deals with the inner man. And 4, 5, and 6 deals with the outward man. The book of Ephesians is filled with all kinds of good. I wish I could preach the whole book this morning, all 6 chapters, but I can't this morning. But chapter 5 says, speaking unto yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in your heart. And so the whole book of Ephesians, it almost is like one big songbook. Every chapter that you read is a different song that comes to mind. I'll give you, for instance, in chapter number 1 and verse number 3, it says, blessed be the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. A song that comes to mind is, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. And then you go to chapter 2, and chapter 2 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And I start thinking about amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved an old wretch like me. I'm going to skip chapter 3, but go to chapter number 4. And chapter number 4 says, and you put off concerning the former things the old man, and putting on the new man, if you will. And I get to thinking about the song, just a closer walk with thee. How many of y'all remember the old timers? The old timers used to say, just a closer walk with thee. And I'm telling you, putting off the old man and putting on the new. And then you go to chapter number 5, and chapter number 5 says, and be not drunk with wine. Where's the next says, but be you filled with the Spirit. And I think about drinking from my saucer because my cup is overflowed. I think about, fill my cup, Lord. Let it, hallelujah. I'm about to get filled up right now. This is only introduction. You go to chapter number 6, and chapter number 6 talks about the battlefield and all of those kinds of things, and the soldier putting on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. And I think about stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift up his royal banner, he must not suffer loss. And then we go to chapter number 3, where I want to talk about this morning. And in chapter number 3, he says, and to know the love of Christ, which passes a knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. The love of God. And I get to thinking about, is it the love of Jesus? Something wonderful. I get to thinking about, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And then he gets down to that verse where we was talking about the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of God's love, that you may know, that you can understand, that you can comprehend the love of God. We're saved because of the love of God. We're kept by the love of God. We were reminded by the love of God. A million years, stay in your seat right here. A million years from now, God will still love you. I didn't get the amens that I was wanting, but a million years from now, God is still going to love you. When he was on the cross, I was on his mind. If you want to preach something sometimes, some of you preachers, 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. That is the declaration of God's love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, that's God's demonstration of his love. And then what we're going to preach on today in Ephesians chapter number 3 is the dimensions of God's love. Well, I tell you, the love of God is something that we can bow our knee to, just like the verse said. And then it said that you can comprehend, wrap your mind around. Can you imagine? Can you wrap your mind around the love of God? He gives us 4 dimensions of the love of God. Four different dimensions of the love of God. He says it's wide. And then he says it's long. And then he says it's deep. And then he says it's real high. So I'm just here to tell you, somewhere between here, there, there, and there, you're in the midst of God's love. That's where, ladies and gentlemen, if you're saved, you're in there. You're not only in there, you're kept there, and you have joy in there. The breadth, the length, the depth, the height, that's something that we got to wrap our minds around, and you just can't do it. The love of God. The love of God. Let's look, number one, at, if we can, the breadth of it. You say, Brother Jeremy, how wide is the love of God? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's so wide that it includes the whole world. It's so wide that it includes the whole world. Yeah, you say, where do I go to find God's love? On a hill far, far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. That, my friend, if you go to that cross, there was two other crosses. There was one on the right and one on the left, but the man in the middle was the one that is important, and the one in the middle is the one that died for me. He stretched out his arms when he went to Calvary. He stretched out that arm. They put a nail there. He stretched out that arm. They put a nail there. And he says, I love the whole world this much. And somewhere in between there and there, there you are, right in the middle of God's love. God so loved the world. It's so wide, you can't get around it. It doesn't matter, red, yellow, black, and white. They're all precious in His sight. He died for the whole world. Whosoever will, I tell you this, Hebrew, you say, Brother Jeremy, can you put a little Bible on it? Well, yeah, I did my homework before I got here. Hebrews chapter number 2 and verse number 9, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. He loved the whole world that He went to the cross and He tasted death for every man. You say, I didn't like that verse. Let me give you another one. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And him that athirst, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can take it and you can write your name above whosoever, and you can put your name right there, and it means just the same. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord. Why? Because He loved the whole world and He included you. He died. He stretched out His arms. He said, come unto me, all that you labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, he that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Every man, woman, boy, and girl, Jesus Christ died for. Boy, I'm glad He loved the world. John 3:16, I'm glad He loved the world. For God so loved the world, I'm glad for that. But in Ephesians chapter number 5, He narrows her down just a little bit. In Ephesians 5, He says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. Well, I'm glad He loved the world. I'm glad He narrowed it down and loved the church. But then in Galatians 2:20, He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. I'm glad He loved the world. I'm glad He loved the church. But I sure am glad He loved me. Boy, I tell you, we can shout about Him loving the world. We can shout about Him loving the church. But when you ever realize that when He was on that cross, you were on His mind. Oh, it'll get real serious about then. You say, Brother Jeremy, I'm a sinner. I've been bad. Well, I got good news for you. I got a verse for you too. But God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Boy, God made the first move toward me. He came to where I was. I didn't go. Somebody said, whoa, I'm glad for the day I found God. You didn't find him. He found you. You wasn't looking for him. He came looking for you. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Jeremy, how wide is it? It's wide that it includes the whole world. Then he brings it down. Then he says the length of it. So we got the breadth. That's the how wide. And then he says, how long is it? Well, that's this way. I would get y'all to do that, but you'd slap your neighbor and enjoy it too much. But you go this way. How long is it? It's so long that the love of God lasts. Now try your best. Don't get excited right here. It lasts forever. It'll never end. It's so long that it'll never fall short. It's so long that it never stops. It's so long that it never changes. You'll never get to a place where God stops loving you. I can't do anything to make God stop loving me. He loved me, this I know. Hallelujah. You'll never be able to outrun God's love. It's so wide that it includes the whole world, and it's so long that it lasts forever. He loves me when I'm sad. He loves me when I'm bad. He loves me when I'm glad. He loves me when I'm mad. He loves me, this I know. Hallelujah. I'm putting a lot of work into this for no more response than I'm getting this morning. When I woke up this morning, I run into the love of God. When the sun hit my face, I run into the love of God. When I got in my car and headed this way, I ran into the love of God, and the love of God protected me all the way to the house of God. Somebody say amen. When you go to sleep at night, you're wrapped up into the love of God. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. You say, y'all remember, I'm fixing to tell my age now. Y'all remember growing up in school, you'd see an old girl that you liked, and they'd write this little note, and you would write on a little sheet of paper, do you like me, yes or no, and all of that. And so I'd write that down and put the little, and you where you put a check mark, yes or no, you like me. And I'd pass it over there, and one old girl said, no, no, not ever, not ever, leave me alone. But now some of you girls, I know y'all did this. I know, y'all ever seen this in the movies? They got a rose, and it's got all of these petals on there. And they pull the petal off. Oh, he loves me. Oh, he loves me not. Oh, he loves me. Oh, he loves me not. And boy, by the time you get to the end of that rose, whether he loves you or not depends upon whichever petal you pull off. But that's not the way it is with God. You don't pull the petals off the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. He loves me when I'm sad. He loves me when I'm bad. And he loves me when I'm glad. You say, preacher, well, what? You say, what if I let go of him? Ladies and gentlemen, I ain't got a hold of him. He's got a hold of me. He's got a hold of me, and that Bible says in John 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. You know how long that lasts? That lasts a long, long, long time, and it never ends and never will. You say, Brother Jeremy, what if I get out of line and I disobey God? What if I get out of line and well, I got a verse for you too. Whom the Lord... Let me get right over here. Where's my Pentecostal side at? Whom the Lord loveth. Right over here. Whom the Lord what? When he loves you, he does what to you? When you get out of line, how many of y'all ever been whooped by, don't raise your hand, but how many of you ever been chastised, whooped by the Lord? If you have, just know that he loves you. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. So when you get out of line, and boy, I'm telling you, he does what your mom and daddy should have done when you grew up. Now, this newer generation, they're all into the timeouts and all into all of that, stand in the corner for 3 seconds, I'm going to take your chocolate chip cookies away from you. I'm just telling you, listen to me, pull the camera up real close. That stuff don't work. Get a belt out. Hallelujah. That'll get us kicked off the internet. We're reaping the benefits right now of an unchastised generation. Well, that ain't in the notes, but it could be. Whom the Lord loveth. It's so wide, it includes the whole world. It's so long that it lasts through all eternity. But now let's look about how deep this thing is. Whoa, how deep is it? Well, it's so wide it includes the whole world. It's so long that it lasts forever. But I'm telling you, it's so deep that it reaches the lowest sin. It's so low you can't get up under it. There is not a sin that Jesus Christ cannot get. He cannot get it under the blood. There's not one sin that God can't cleanse. So low you can't get under it. It goes deeper. Saves from all sin. It runs deeper than your sin. It runs deeper than your shame. It runs deeper than your past. Somebody said, well, Brother Jeremy, you don't know my past. Well, I'm telling you what. Listen, I know the devil's future, and his future is a whole lot worse than your past. So get it under the blood. Forget about it. Stop bringing it up to everybody. Get it under the blood. Get forgiveness about it, and stop bringing it up. If God has already forgot about it, why don't you forget about it and quit telling everybody about your past? Nobody cares about you. Get it under the blood and forget it. He loves you. This I know. It's deeper than your shame. It's deeper than your scars. It's deeper than your past. It's deeper than your family tree. You say, Brother Jeremy, you don't know my family tree. I'm just telling you, Jesus Christ's family tree goes a whole lot deeper than yours. He died on a tree for your family tree that you might be forgiven and have your sins washed away. His love goes further down than you can reach up. What sins are you talking about? I don't remember them anymore. From the book of life, they've all been torn out. I don't remember them anymore. Hallelujah. Sunday school teacher was trying to talk to the kids about sins being gone. She wrote the big word on the chalkboard, sin. She wrote it up there. Little boy said, talking about sin, and she took her eraser, and she erased it, talking about God's love. And boy, she erased that off the board, and the little son, the boy said, where did my sin go? And she said, I don't know, I can't explain it, but it went the same way where that eraser took that word sin. Where'd it go? I don't know, it's gone. Where's your sin at? It's gone. It's in the sea of never forgetfulness, never to be brought up against you ever again. Somebody ought to get happy about that. It's not hard. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not hard. It's not difficult. Those kids that we do this, I enjoy doing that every Sunday. Some say, well, y'all not give them kids candy. Well, as long as they ain't going home with me, whatever. I love them kids. And it's not difficult to understand how God could love them. We love every one of them. It's not difficult. Now, some of you parents, you go home and say, boy, you ought to go home with them. But when they come up here and they got the little dollar and they give it, they get their candy and all of that, and then they look up at me and say, can I get another piece? I said, yeah, go get another dollar. Anyway, I don't do that. I don't do that. But it's not difficult. It's not difficult to understand how God can love those little kids. What's hard to comprehend is God loving the worst, dirtiest, low-down sinner. It's easy to understand how God loves the little the children. But oh, when he loves the worst sinner you can think of, and he died on the cross for them. No matter what you've done, there's something that runs deeper than your sin. There's something that runs deeper than your mess-ups. There's something that runs deeper than your family, your hopeless, dark past. It's so deep that it saves from all sin, and it'll reach the lowest sin. Some think that God could never love them. I'm just here to tell you, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There's no sinner too big to save. There's no sinner too hard to save. The love of God reaches further down than we could reach up. Once my soul was astray from the heavenly way, I was wretched and vile as could be. Then the Savior in love gave me peace from above. When he reached down his hand for me. When the Savior reached down for me. When he reached way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his son when he reached down his hand for me. It reaches way down and it'll reach to the lowest sin. Now, you say, it's so wide it includes the whole world. It's so long that it lasts forever. It's so deep that it covers the lowest sin. But I'm here to tell you, it's so high, you can't get over it. It's so high, you can't get over it. You say, Brother Jeremy, I've been saved 109 years. Yeah, we can tell it because it looks like you done got over it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been saved, I don't care how long, you ought not get over it. It's still good. It's still good like you just got saved yesterday. It's still powerful, and the blood will still save you from your sin. How could a low-down sinner, claim that he's going to heaven one day? It's through the love of God. Can you imagine? You started out on the bottom. And when you take your last breath, if you're saved, you'll make it all the way to the top. There ain't nobody that can do that but the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, why? Because it's so wide it includes the whole world. It's so long that it never ends. It's so deep that it reaches the lowest sin. And it's so high that it's going to take you to heaven one of these days. Started out at the bottom. I didn't climb my way up. I didn't buy my way up. I didn't work my way up. I didn't earn my way up. But the love of God picked me up and seated me in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a Baptist. Somebody said, what are you? I said, that don't matter. That don't matter what I am. Because if you've been baptized, there's a bunch of baptized people going to hell. There's a bunch of Baptist folk going to hell. Boy, I hit a kink on that, didn't I? Well, I thought I joined the church. You better join him before you join the church. I'm not going to heaven because I'm Baptist. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a preacher. I'm going to heaven because he loved me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. 1 John 3:1, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God. Boy, ain't that something? It's so high you can't get over it. I tell you what, I feel like James Brown this morning. Woo! I feel good. Woo! Hallelujah. Somewhere between here. There's a God that loves me, and I'm right in the center of the love of God. I tell you what, Romans 8, watch this one. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that... We're more than conquerors. You say, Brother Jeremy, I can't conquer this. Sir. You can through his love. Either that or the Bible's lying. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Watch this. Nor height, nor depth. Nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the what? Love of God, which is in the church, which is in the baptistry, which is in the wafer, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
I'm about to enjoy my own preaching. Hallelujah.
And this is what he said in verse 19 of our text, and I'm about done. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. So let me show you this right here while Sam is thinking about coming. I love Sammy. It passes knowledge. Now watch this. Y'all think y'all know how wide that is? You say, well, I know how wide, the widest thing I know of, whatever. Well, it passes knowledge. So whatever you think that is, it goes beyond that. You say, Brother Jeremy, how long is it? Well, whatever you think it is, in your knowledge, he says it passes that. So if it's that long, it goes past that. It's longer than that. He said, Brother Jeremy, the deepest part of the ocean that I can think of is such and such. Well, watch this. It passes knowledge. The love of God goes deeper than that. So as high as high, I've only been in an airplane about 40,000 feet, never been any higher than that. Well, I'm telling you what, the love of God passes all of your knowledge and all of your thinking, and it'll go way beyond that. We sung the song last week, I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wondered how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. Sammy, I won't try this. I don't know the song that good, but I'm going to try it if I can. If I could own all the world and its money, build castles tall enough to reach the sky above. If you could know everything there was to know about life's games, then you'd know nothing until you've known God and His love. Until you know the loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up out of sin where he has trod. Until you know just how it feels to know that God is really real, then you know nothing until you've known the love of God. Until you know His loving hand that reaches down to fallen man and lifts him up out of sin where he has trod. To know that God is really real, you know nothing until you know the love of God. Let's all stand all over the building. You can know everybody. You can know everybody, everything. You can have all the money in the world. But if you've never met Jesus and come face to face with His saving grace, you know nothing until you know the love of God. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, people are going to come to the altar. Lord, there may be somebody come today that don't know you like we do.